One of the helpful tips Bishop Tom Brown of Wellington gave his clergy was to keep an appreciation file. He told them every time someone sends you a card thanking you for the way you took a funeral or a wedding, don't throw it away after a few weeks. Put it in the file. It will remind you in the face of criticism and discouragement that you've made a difference to people's lives. Sending cards in appreciation is a good idea too. The trouble is that often it's hard to find appropriate cards for that kind of a purpose. These days, novelty cards and shock cards and rude cards seem to be all the rage. So whenever I find thank you cards that will function in a variety of situations, I buy up large and stockpile them against occasions of future gratitude. When we do good to others, we needn't expect to be thanked for it. An act of service or mercy is worth doing for its own sake. Yet it's true that a pat on the head and a word of thanks makes the world go round. And it can be surprising who shows gratitude and who takes other people's goodness for granted. It's the same with those who come to the party and those who don't in situations of great need or crisis. I recall a hospice chaplain telling me that the dying sometimes report that it's unpredictable who comes through as a rock and support for them in their last journey and who just fades away. When Jesus told the 10 healed lepers to go and show themselves to the priests, 9 of them did exactly as they were told. In a way, it can't be held against them that they stuck to the instructions and that it didn't occur to them to do more or something different. How often we take the same painting by numbers approach when we're trying to learn the ways of the kingdom. In his ministry, Jesus brought comfort and joy to many. He gave without asking. How often he must have seen people take their healing as a just deliverance from their years of suffering, or immediately become preoccupied with the new possibilities of a better life. But every now and then, somebody did the unexpected. They responded with an act of wholehearted, spontaneous, sympathetic imagination that took what had just happened to a new level. Sometimes, too, they dropped everything and joined the entourage of Jesus to give their lives completely. In our troubles and preoccupations, do we have a thankful spirit that counts our blessings and takes note of all the goodness done to us every day that sustains our lives? That prayer on the front cover of the Pebble comes from a famous line of George Herbert. Thou hast given so much to me, give one thing more, a grateful heart. If that kind of attitude reigns within us, we will be less weighed down with what has gone wrong. Our eyes will be open to what is good and hopeful in our present situation. We will be ready to cooperate with what God has underway in our lives, and the ways of praise and thanksgiving will grow in us. At my theological college, there was a Scottish student, Jonathan, who was in the habit of prostrating himself full length on the carpet in his times of personal prayer in the chapel. That's a bit extreme, we thought, as we stepped around him. But that, of course, is exactly what the Samaritan did as he threw himself at the feet of Jesus. And if you've ever seen photographs of Roman Catholic ordinations, you might have noticed that those who are about to be ordained priests prostrate themselves in a similar manner as a symbol of the whole offering of their lives to God. This capacity for reverence, for devotion, for adoration is something that we can learn from. Using the whole of the body in prayer, bringing all of ourselves into the presence of God. Having that dimension of awe in our religion as we come before the holiness of God. We live in an age when many people have lost any sense of the holy, any awareness of how to behave in a sacred space. During the years of my Wellington ministry, St. Peter's Willow Street was open every day and had many visitors, some of whom I saw putting cups of takeaway coffee on the altar. Well, until I got to them, told them to do something different anyway. I guess you have to expect that in an age when so many have no sense of church culture. But what about us who are of the household of faith? I hope there are times and places when we feel lost in wonder, love and praise, and that we let God know that by our reverent behaviour, our passionate adoration, and maybe some God-directed body language. "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." As the Samaritan rose to his feet from that passionate act of adoration, he got the double blessing that the others had missed out on. Everything was changed for him. It wasn't just an act of physical healing. May that happen for us too. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.